Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 15th March 2021. Top stories for today. Approximately 1.3 million people who registered for the COVID-19 vaccination via the My Sejahtera application have done so in an incomplete manner. Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation Khairi Jamaluddin said the applicants had only confirmed their name and identification number but had not filled in questions regarding their health status and their address. He said My Sejahtera will send an SMS as a reminder for them to update their information starting this afternoon. The Penang police believe they had busted a drug syndicate with the arrest of two men and seizure of 144.7 kilograms of shabu worth 5.2 million ringgit. In raids conducted last Friday and Saturday, Dato Sahabuddin Abdul Manan said the syndicate was believed to carry out its dealings at sea to avoid being detected by the authorities. An engineer of a port contractor company pleaded not guilty in the magistrate's court to a charge of forging COVID-19 test results. He was charged with forging two documents, one of which was COVID-19 test result to cheat his employer to obtain leave from work on March 9th. On the international front, Facebook Inc. has started adding labels to posts that discuss the safety of the shots and will soon label all posts about the vaccines. The social media company also said that since expanding its list of banned false claims about the coronavirus and vaccines in February, it has removed an additional 2 million pieces of content from Facebook and Instagram. Ireland and the Netherlands joined nations such as Denmark, Norway and Thailand in stopping use of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine on Sunday as a temporary measure out of an abundance of caution after reports from Norway of serious blood clotting in some recipients. But AstraZeneca said in a review of safety data for those who receive its vaccine showed no evidence of increased risk of blood clots. Myanmar security forces fired on pro-democracy demonstrators today, a day after dozens of protesters were killed and attackers torched several Chinese finance factories in the city of Yangon. The protesters took to the streets in defiance of the authorities, escalating use of violence, with dozens killed on Sunday in the bloodiest day since the February 1st coup. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.